From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Recommend to do this Thursday morning edition Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, December 30th, a couple days away from Ole Miss and Baylor from the Caesars Superdome there in New Orleans. Sugar Bowl at least 7:45 p.m. on January 1st. It could get bumped back because of the Rose Bowl. They've said multiple times that is the earliest the game will begin. It's probably closer to 8, be over around 12:45, something like that. Anyway, we'll talk some news today, some coaching news. Ole Miss has an offensive coordinator, Charlie Weiss Jr. will replace Jeff Lebby for that job. He's been with Lane before a couple times, a couple different stops. We'll discuss that. Wilson Love appears to be headed to Oregon as their head strength coach. The classified, if you will, is already up on the Ole Miss website. So that and more coming up on today's show. The Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. You're coming to town, you're leaving town, stop in, way out. $10 free if you go take a picture of the QR code at the pump while you're filling up, hit a couple buttons, it's 1,000 points with the Exxon mobile app. 1,000 points equals $10, including right there at the pump as you are filling up to leave or come into town. Lunch specials, $5.69, two sides bread, 32-ounce drink, and plenty more at the convenience store, the food and other items there at the Oxford Exxon and all Blue Sky locations throughout Mississippi, and again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle. No haggle. You get your quote. The rest is completely up to you. You can shop that quote around. You can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today. You will love the product. You'll love the service. People at Clark Ford want to be your car guy. They want to be your truck guy. They'll prove to you what that means when you make the call. 662-257-1900. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters on the Square in Oxford. Also, Rafters in New Albany. Great places to grab a burger, po' boy. Great beer selection, full bar, appetizers. The whole deal at Rafters on the Square in Oxford and in New Albany. Our coverage of the All-State Sugar Bowl brought to you by the Clearwater Group. We have a lot of listeners who are either business owners or executives for a variety of different companies. Periodically, I know that many of them have projects or issues being dealt with by the state legislature or one of the numerous state agencies in Jackson. No matter what, you have to get it dealt with, and you want to make sure you get the best results possible for your business. If you need guidance for how to successfully navigate through state government, I recommend you reach out to the Clearwater Group. Clearwater Group's been working with us for years. They're in the lobbying business, and they have an exceptional reputation in that world, and that really matters. So if you need some guidance on how to move forward on an issue with state government or even larger local governments, you should reach out to them and get their advice. Email them at Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, at clearwatergroup.ms, or look them up on the web. A reminder, the MPW Digital pregame show with Pete DeWeese and Ryan Brown and all those guys is up on the site. Also, it's up on YouTube. You can check that out. It's brought to you by Walk-Ons. They put everything they've got into bringing you game day with a taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, plus fan favorites like juicy burgers, fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. Walk-Ons, more than a restaurant, 1737B University Avenue in Oxford, and also 720 Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland.
Good morning. Hadn't been busy at all. Nothing going on the last 16, 18 hours,
no,
something like that.
No, it's not how I envisioned spending my Wednesday. But
was it not?
No, it was not.
You really should never really plan to not spend your days like that. Like, every time you actually really plan and go, hey, you know what, today, nah, nothing going on. It's all good. Doesn't really happen. Ever. There's a little Murphy's Law to it or something.
Like I did take 2 hours out of the middle of the day and work out, which I was proud of myself for.
Phone didn't ring at all during that period?
It did, but I turned it off.
Did you?
Yep.
Not off. Just silent, right?
Yeah.
Off would make me paranoid to hell and back, although I'm a little weird anyway. But
I don't know. I've gotten closer to the point
really?
So I'm going to turn it off.
Yep. Yeah, that would drive me insane.
Actually, one of my New Year's resolutions is to take workout time and turn the phone off.
Really?
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah,
right. I just don't give a shit.
You said you're doing resolutions this year?
Not resolutions, but a couple of things where I'm like,
self-improvements.
Hey, things where I could make myself happier. And one of them is if I'm on the Peloton in the middle of a workout and someone calls, it just probably isn't that important.
Why don't we, like, I know it's like the renewal and the change of the year and everything, but it's a little weird, like, human nature that we know we can be doing, like, destructive things or things need to change, like, inside our lives, like, December 3rd. But it's like, you know what? New Year's resolution. New Year's is coming, and you know what? We're gonna make some changes. Like, yeah, you don't really start it 3 weeks early. Like, you wait on the splice point for whatever reason. I'm going to join the gym on January 1, not December 18th. It's a little weird. And I know people are busy. I get the holidays. I don't understand all that. And I think some of it is like the motivation behind you probably gaining a couple pounds over Christmas. You know, you had a little more champagne than normal, had a little food, had whatever. But like, I don't know. There's something to human nature of, no, this is our splice point. This is when we're doing it. This is what we're going to do.
I just think there's a cleanliness to flipping to a new year, a new month, all that stuff. The holidays are officially behind you at that point.
And you kind of have and it's sort of a time period to grind a little bit too. Like, there's not a ton of stuff going on the next 2 months. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, because you do have Thanksgiving, you got like that little 3 week period before Christmas is happening and parties and people coming over and in-laws and all the different things that go along with that. You've been a pretty consistent over the years gym goer. They obviously come in around New Year's. When does it thin back out? How long does the typical hurried thing happen at the gym before they stop going?
Three weeks.
Oh, it's that quick?
Yeah.
It's not like a gradual thing in like April and May or something like that.
Look, weight loss is really hard. Getting in shape is hard because it takes 3 weeks to see results.
It's easy to get out of shape.
Oh, it's
damn easy to get out of shape.
It takes 3 weeks to get results, and I think people get intimidated at the gym, and I think it, you know, soreness kicks in, and I don't know. I think it's hard. I think there's a mental strength that is required that is difficult. Because the truth is, no one ever likes to say this, but like, if you're out of shape, getting into shape is hard. Hell, if you're in some degree of shape, getting into elite shape is very hard.
Well, there's,
and it requires discomfort.
I could say there's soreness. There's frankly almost like a down depression of, hey, God, this is how far I've fallen too. You know what I mean? Like, wow, this sucks. This is bad.
Yeah.
Way different than it was 8 months ago or a year ago, whenever you were in a little better shape or whatnot.
Oh, sure. It's one of the reasons that I think a lot of people have success with the home gym type stuff. There's nobody there to see you.
Yeah.
I mean, when I lost all that weight doing P90X, I mean, I've joked about it, but I mean, it was just me and what's his face?
Tony.
Me and Tony. And I was like, hey, man, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it.
I'm just going to do it.
But you can't see me to make fun of me.
Yeah. And I might have to hit pause. I might have to throw up.
He would say all the time, you know, just hit pause.
Come back.
Just come back and hit play. Okay. And I was like, all right, that's what we're going to do. He would say, write it down. And I would write it down. And then the results, once the results came.
So then about 40 days in, you're looking at Tony going, yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Right. Yeah, I'm all in on Tony. People be like, he's kind of a nerd. I'm like, man, shut up. Don't you think he's kind of weird? I'm like, no, I think he's great.
Hey, Tony's changed a lot of lives. Yeah.
Changed mine. I mean.
He's changed a lot of lives.
I did 182 straight days of Tony.
You didn't take a break at all?
Mm-mm. I went straight through.
Hang on, why? Why 182?
Because P90X is actually 91 days.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Because the way the calendar.
It's 91 days.
Well, the last day is a celebration.
Sure.
On that 91st day.
I just went right from day 91 to day one. I was scared to stop. And thought about going right into day 183.
At some point, the body's got to have some break.
But, yeah. Someone asked in the thread about Hydro. So far, I'm really pleased. I love it.
That's the one you ended up going with?
I went with Hydro instead of Ergata.
Okay. Because I thought you were leaning the other way there at one point.
I was for a long time. And then I like Fight Camp a lot too.
Yeah, you basically put a home gym upstairs. Or no, basically, you have put a home gym upstairs at this point.
To the point that I'm probably going to cancel my gym membership because I don't really need it.
Well, sure. I don't know.
Yeah. So, but I'll go up there. That's like one of my things is, frankly, when you leave after this,
uh-huh.
when the kids are gone, and life gets back to normal,
that's the time to.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up there for like 2 hours and hit it.
Do stuff.
Yeah, just go at it.
I'm gonna get to Charlie Weiss in a second, but I laughed at this post on the message board this morning a couple times where I have to say, how is this not a little incredibly strange? So it's posted on the board, and the guy goes, "Weirdest father-in-law gift." Says, "My father-in-law gave my wife a framed 8x10 picture of himself."
Ooh.
How weird is this? Can anyone top that? Oh, yes, second time he's done it. Okay.
But why?
Well, okay, so I get the, hey, there was a really cool candid moment over the year, and here's a picture of that with a frame. That's a pretty common Christmas gift.
Sure.
I even get, hey, it's your mother or something like that, and we're giving them all, like, whatever, like, you know, the family portrait kind of thing. I get that. But the male giving the frame photo.
Yeah. No.
As the first reply comes, he goes, "Man, he doesn't really like you."
Well, that's
you
obvious.
Just kind of wonder a little bit.
So he wants her to have a picture of him in their house.
Yeah.
I mean, things I would never, ever, ever,
and just an
8x10
too. It's not even like, hey, there's a, you know, a thing.
Look, I figure if my daughters want a picture,
yeah, it would be in 10 years. You're giving Campbell and Caroline a framed 8x10 of you.
I mean, there's
just you.
There is a 0% chance of that happening. I mean, zero. If they ever have a picture of me in their houses, it will be because they put it in there.
There's no way in.
No chance. 0% chance. Absolutely not. That's weird. I mean, on the weird scale where it's unacceptable.
It also means we did no advance planning on a gift.
Then, no. See,
because then it's cash.
It's a gift card.
Log into Amazon.
Look, you get to Christmas. It's even easier than that. You get to Christmas Eve, and it's just not done. It happens.
Sure.
You can run to Kroger and go to the
little shelf.
The little shelf that has all the gift cards.
Walgreens, wherever.
Visa. You can do whatever. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, nobody's going to go, you know what? I got a crap gift. I got a $200 American Express gift card.
No one's going to say
that. All good.
It's all good. Well, like, you know, the girls go to Starbucks habitually. So Carson just gave them Starbucks gift cards.
All good.
They loved it. It's cool. Yeah, no.
Because my point is, like, where do you put it? Beside your bed? In the living room? Like, where's it going?
I mean, that's so weird. That's just... That's beyond the pale weird.
Next to the dining room centerpiece? Like, what are we doing with this thing?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Anyway. All right, Charlie Weiss coming in, Ole Miss offensive coordinator, Lane Kiffin. I assume it'll be official in, like, the next 10 days. I don't know. Depends on HR. But it's done. He was at Alabama with Kiffin as an offensive analyst, obviously the son of Charlie Weiss, former Notre Dame, former Kansas head coach. He was the offensive coordinator with the Jets, with the Patriots, the senior, not the junior. The junior basically was around his dad forever, ended up at Alabama, again, as an analyst under Saban and Kiffin. He went with Kiffin for just a second with his first staff at Florida Atlantic, left, though, within weeks or days or whatever to go to the Atlanta Falcons for the 2017 season as an offensive coach. Came back to FAU. He's the offensive coordinator in 18 and 19 under Lane with the Owls. And then for the last two seasons, he's been at South Florida as the offensive coordinator with the Bulls, where it has not gone overly well for anything to do with South Florida in the American Athletic Conference. I wrote about it. You can read it at rebelgrove.com, the kind of some quick thoughts. It's a deal, though, where it's familiarity. It's someone that Lane knows and who knows Lane. Both those things very important. I think it'll be one of those deals where it's just the truth. Lane leads in a way that not every coach is comfortable with, leads in a way that some coaches like, and it narrows the field a little bit. Weiss obviously would not have any of those issues because he has been with him before. Lane, however, handled the majority of the play calling at different times while Weiss was at Florida Atlantic. They've shown some versatility. In 17, they ran the ball a ton. They had the Singletary kid at running back. They were like top 15 in the country in rushing yards. The next year, Chris Robinson, the quarterback, threw for like 3,600 yards and 30 touchdowns or something like that. So they've shown some variability, but that's Lane showing a lot of variability, which is what he does. I mean, the hallmark of Lane Kiffin offenses has been to get the ball to his playmakers in space and to move to whatever their skill sets are. The things here that are troubling, A, he's very young. He's under 30 years old. He has no real experience recruiting, no experience recruiting in the Power Five whatsoever. And it's at such a pivotal time in Ole Miss's quarterback situation. You've got Arch Manning coming up in 2023. You've got whatever's going on in the portal right now as they try to find a starting quarterback for 2022. And where this leads to me is it's somebody Kiffin trusts. It's somebody who apparently is really good schematically. Saban thought he was pretty sharp when he was at Alabama, pretty good on the chalkboard. But there's probably a learning curve, and I think, if anything, this shows you that Lane Kiffin is probably more involved day-to-day. He's going to have to be much more involved day-to-day than what he was with Jeff Lebby. He's not going to turn the keys over to the same level. Weiss is the quarterback coach, I assume, now at this point. It's an incomplete for me. I don't think we know enough necessarily either way. We know Kiffin had looked at some other people. I think the eventual upside is probably pretty good, but it's one of those deals where I think it changes the way Kiffin is going to have to spend his day-to-day, probably changes the way Kiffin is sort of structures his staff and his program moving forward at this point.
Yeah, you pretty much covered it. Look, we're going to do the song and dance about did he get his first choice. It doesn't matter. Officially doesn't matter. Weiss is going to come in and I guess do the game planning over the course of the week. I think Kiffin's going to have to be more involved than he was with Lebby, where Lebby could do all of that. I don't know that Weiss is to that place yet from a Power 5 level. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I think it's pretty obvious that Lane's going to be the guy calling the plays or calling most of the plays or calling third down plays or those kinds of things. And
red zone.
Yeah, red zone. I mean, Lane's going to have to probably be more involved Sunday through Friday with offensive game plan than he was. That's my guess. And then the recruiting part, that's the big part. I mean, number one, you had to get somebody in here pretty soon because the portal's about to go wild with guys jumping in the portal after their games.
Yeah, it's not done. Barely getting started.
Ole Miss doesn't know who their quarterback is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I keep getting this question is, is there somebody in the portal that they know of? It's like, wink, wink. It's like, I don't think so. There's no indication of that at all anywhere. So they needed a quarterback to be able to answer some, a coordinator to be able to answer some of those questions. And I think it was pretty obvious that, you know, Lane went after the guy at Tennessee whose name escapes me right now.
Golash?
Yeah, Alex Golish,
yeah,
I think.
Something like that.
He thought about it. Said no. I think it's obvious that from talking to people in the industry that Lane had conversations with, or at least conversations might be too strong. I think there was communication with Kendall Briles at Arkansas. I think at one point, I think Kendall Briles and Jeff Lebby talked about it. Pretty sure that happened. But ultimately, Kendall decided to stay where he is for now. And so, you know, you had to hire somebody. There was talk with T. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, my guess is that T is elected to stay in the NFL. Most NFL coaches, when they get to the NFL, don't want to go back to college. That's not universal, but it's a majority. It's a strong enough majority for it to be more than a trend.
You quickly figure out which one you prefer.
Yeah. Well, coaching in the NFL is more pleasant than coaching at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
You don't recruit in the NFL. You don't have to do that goofy thing where you get on the thing and the camera goes around you and you make goofy poses and stuff. You don't do that in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You preserve your dignity on a day-to-day basis a little bit more. And you don't, I mean, seriously, I mean, recruiting sucks for most people. Most people do not enjoy, and they'll tell you that privately. 80% of coaches will tell you privately that the recruiting's a grind. And that when you get away from that and you get to go deal with grown men, it's like, whoo, may I never be sent back to that again. Now, there's some people that love it because it's their value. It's what they're great at.
Sure.
And they get super involved in the competitive nature of it. And they develop reputations and, frankly, develop careers built around being able to communicate with people. Those are people who could walk onto a car lot and be the best salesperson that day.
Mm-hmm.
That day. They're professional salespeople.
Yeah.
But the football people love the football.
Yeah.
That's what they love. And the
they got a whole group of people that'll figure out the draft for them. So it's
yeah.
all
so
it's all good.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. You mentioned Arch Manning. I don't. You're better connected with this than I am. I would guess this has no impact one way or the other with Arch.
Yeah, Manning. I don't think it did anything to elevate Ole Miss in this for sure. So
yeah.
That's not going to be what's going to determine.
No. I mean, that story's coming this spring. I assume you're going to do your 10 dates to watch.
That's a date.
That's a big one.
That's a date.
I mean, I know what I'd bet on today. But
whatever that date is, it's a day.
It's a day. But I don't think this has an impact on it. I don't think this helps Ole Miss. I don't necessarily think it hurts Ole Miss. I think it's a neutral.
We'll get into the other thing going on yesterday in a second. First, tell you about Northeast Spark. NESPARC serves people across rural communities. Two packages, the Ignite, the 100 Mbps, or the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESPARC.com, 662-238-3159. Phone service, parental controls, network security, and much more. You can get the best in it around. Again, that's 662-238-3159.
Remind me to come back to Brothro because he sent me an email last night and I need to find it. No, here it is. All right, so at Brothro, what they're doing is they've temporarily stopped the use of promo codes, and they're now using a wait list. The process has since formalized a bit in terms of what customers experience after signing up for the wait list. They'll get a survey with some basic questions like where they heard about the site. Who they know using it, sports they like, average betting unit, et cetera. And then they follow up with an invitation to register. It's one of the reasons that Brothro's a really great place to go bet is they do everything they can to eliminate fraud to the point that there is very little fraud at all, which is hard to say at a lot of other places. So sign up for the wait list at brothro.com, fill out a quick survey, and get an invitation at Brothro. So it's Brothro.com. It's a no third party, no juice. It's going to save you money over time. It's a really cool, fun way to bet. So check it out. Also, we're brought to you by Muddy Water Camo. Enter the promo code Rebel Grove. Get 35% off any products from the site. Free shipping on orders of $100 or more at MuddyWaterOutdoors.com. Dead Soxy still has their holiday 2021 promo ongoing. 25% off any order with the code Rebel Grove. 30% off orders of $120 or more with the Holiday 30 promo code. 40% off any order of $240 or more with the Holiday 40 promo code. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. And each order over $120, we get a fresh mesh bag, a free mesh bag. It's fresh too, but it's also free there at Dead Soxy, deadsoxy.com. New Year's around the corner, obviously, Super Bowl parties, all of those things. You want to make sure you're ready with Game Changer. Game Changer patches are the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for your next play. It's GameChangerPatch.com. Promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your order. And we're brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC. Our friend Clay McNutt operates that in Baldwin, Mississippi. Been doing it since 2013. ACS can service and install Rockwell Automation, Allen Bradley, Siemens, ABB, Square D, and many other manufacturers. For more information or to get in touch with ACS, go to acsllcms.com. Or call 662-601-4381.
Podcast also brought to you by G&M Pharmacy, 662-236-2222. That's on South Lamar there in Oxford on the square in Holly Springs with Tyson Drugs. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they offer medicine, free prescriptions the same day each month, and take care of you. Whether it's one trip to the pharmacy or one delivery, you have what you need from G&M when you need it. So, is it actually official, or do we just have Wilson Love as the top target at Oregon for the strength job? Where are we? Where do we know where this stands?
I don't know if it's. I bet I'd bet on it pretty heavily. I saw no one at all yesterday, or heard from no one at all yesterday, going, no, that's premature. I mean, Ole Miss is advertising the position, for God's sake.
Oh, well, true. Yeah, I kind of forgot that part that I said a second ago. I guess that's a good point.
I'm guessing they're not advertising the position.
Just in case.
They think he'll stay. No, I think it's done. In the same way that Weiss is done. Weiss isn't official. But yeah. I think we'd all bet on it.
I feel pretty strongly about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were it not to be true, then you know. Look. It's one of the few times where, because kind of a college football tradition for fan bases is when a strength coach leaves, that guy sucked, and the new guy is the best strength coach in the history of the free world. It's pretty much universal at all schools, all across, whatever. Yeah, you know, we weren't getting bigger, stronger, faster. Everybody else was. That guy's plan was awful, but this dude, let me tell you what his background is. Let me tell you what he is. On its face, I know a lot of, you know, because he was one of Lane's guys. He's been one of Lane's guys the whole time. I mean, the people closest to Lane on the staff have been Kevin Smith and Wilson Love from the onset.
Yep.
However, this does not really shock me. I'm not surprised by this in a couple different ways. And you just get somebody in and you do the plan. I think strength coaches are very, very important. I think they've gained importance over the years. I will say, however, but because the profession takes them more seriously, there's also more good options out there. Uh-huh. It's not like you have three or four unicorn strength coaches that are the guys that are going to change everything. Like, everybody understands in college football how important those guys are and how they essentially run your program for a certain point of time throughout the year. But because everybody knows that, they have plenty of
dudes. Frightening concept.
True.
It is true. Still, having been around
some of the... That kind of caught you off guard for a second.
Having been around some of the strength coaches I've been around, the thought of them running a program for any length of time is frightening.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it over the summer. Strength Coach X has got you. He's going to handle it until August. Just holler when you need something.
Dear God. I mean...
So.
Have you ever met a strength coach where you walked away going, that guy's really balanced? That guy's like, he's in a kind of a zen state. He's in a really good place.
They surprise me every time when they're not loud. Like when you have sort of like the normal talking strength coach, I'm like, hey, is he okay? That he's a strength coach?
Yeah.
Because most of them are just like the bombastic thing. Because like I wanted like a pedometer and a calorie counter on Wilson Love during a practice. Because dude never stops moving and yelling for 3 straight hours.
Yeah, I always wanted to know, what did you take?
And how is your voice?
And how's and more importantly, how's that work?
Like, do you go in and have tons of, like, hot lemon water when you're done? Like, what are we doing here? How are we fixing the vocal cords?
Because if I yelled like that for 3 hours, the next day I would be unable to yell. And that cat's right back out. Right back at it.
Just...
Like how do you do that?
And your job is to kind of jump around during a practice. You're doing nothing schematically.
Right.
Your job is to jump around and yell and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I've never, like I said, I've never met one where I walked away going, yeah, that guy, he's pretty normal. Pretty good guy. It's the always kind of walked away going, that there's a screw loose at the very minimum. That doesn't mean that they're not necessary. But, you know, but look, the whole strength and conditioning program thing is huge. So it becomes a really big hire for Kiffin.
It's a big hire.
It's a big hire. You can screw it up. You can get the wrong guy in. Especially if you're trying to be the
we've seen some wrong guys.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to be the guy that runs tempo. That's running a lot of tempo, and I'm going to assume, based on where Weiss has been and who he's been around, that they're going to run
tempo. I don't
tempo.
Anticipate any scheme change really at all.
I don't either. So given that, I mean, you do, there is a type of athlete that you have to build over the course of the season.
And it's a little different. I mean, scheme plays into strength in a lot of different ways.
Well, sure, of course.
I mean, it's the less severe version of You want a strength coach in basketball who's a basketball strength coach. You want a baseball strength coach. You don't want, hey, just assistant football strength coach, go do baseball. No, that's not how that works. That's a deal breaker.
A swimmer and a basketball player have different fitness needs to excel at the top of their sport. Yeah. A football player.
When to peak, all those things.
So it's important. And I don't have any idea. I mean, you threw Scott Cochran's name out there. He's a big name, but look.
He's had some issues.
I mean, he's went off the field at Georgia this year. And
yeah, he was hired away from Alabama at Georgia as an on-field coach, special teams. And then he took a two-month leave during the season for, I think this the only quote was given was personal health reasons.
Kirby's quote when he came back was
kind of damning.
It was like, hey, we're glad to have him back.
Take care of him or protect him while he rehabs. Yeah, I'll find it. He went away for 2 months. He came back in an off-the-field role. They had moved Muschamp into his job.
Yeah.
At that point, which I guess it was good to have just, well, Muschamp of all people lying around. But, you know, that's a high-class problem to have, if you will. But,
yeah, you can have Will Muschamp on your staff.
Just hanging on over there in case wherever. It's all good. The board is kind of weird, so I'm trying to find that that thing to read the quote. Because it was an interesting quote. And what I was told was Kiffin is going to reach out to him simply to see how he is, see what's going on, just kick the tires and go, hey, it's a dude that we know, what's up. And that makes sense. I mean, I completely get that.
In a lot of the same ways that I think they kicked the tires on Kendall Briles. I don't think anybody ever really thought they were going to hire Kendall Briles.
But,
yeah, sure, you do your due diligence.
He's back with us officially, Smart said of Cochran. Happy to have him back. Hopefully we're going to keep him safe and healthy throughout that process, during the recovery process, but we're glad to have his energy and enthusiasm back. It's an interesting quote.
That's a fascinating quote. Safe. You know, I mean,
off-field role, low stress, whatever that means. I don't know. I just found it. Yeah, I found it really interesting.
But yeah, that's a spot he's got to fill. Hey, look, I mean, I think the risk of even getting into it. I mean, I think there are going to be more changes after the game Saturday. I don't know if it's happening on Saturday night or Sunday morning or Tuesday, but I think there's a likelihood of more change coming. I'd bet on more change before I would bet on no change.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, without even a moment's hesitation.
No, I think it's going to be a fairly active month-ish.
Yeah, I do too.
All the way through the next signing day. I mean, the portal, like I said, still two more portal deals. I mean, you've got the post-bowl portal, and then you've got the post-spring portal. Both of those exist.
Yeah.
I mean, the final roster is nowhere close.
Ole Miss probably needs to find the quarterback in the post-bowl portal.
Now.
Yeah, they probably don't need to wait till the post-spring portal. That feels a little risky.
Number of ways.
I mean, you're going to take a step back at quarterback next year. You got to start the process of trying to minimize just how deep that step back is.
Well, it's a step back no matter what.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
If you don't take a step back, then there was like this golden option that just came out of the heavens somehow.
Avery Forbes, Neil, why are you trying to ruin the Sugar Bowl for us? You know, I did this yesterday.
Everybody was in a good mood until Neil went to the message board yesterday. Everybody was heading to New Orleans today, tomorrow, trying to make last-second dinner reservations, like the whole deal. Like, and then,
but seriously, if
extinguish.
If I hear something, and I hear it from multiple people, and I flesh it out to the point that I believe that it
meets the criteria.
It's absolutely a possibility, and I probably could go stronger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say it. So I have two things here. One, if I wanted to clickbait it, number one, we don't get paid by clickbait. Sometimes I wish we did, but we don't.
It'd be fun.
But if I wanted to clickbait it, I would tweet it. I would tweet a link to it, and I would put it out front on the front page for people who weren't subscribers who came to our site to see what's up. I didn't do any of that. So I'm just letting – but the reason I did it was because on the day when, frankly, we got beat twice, I didn't want to get beat again. And if I don't ride it and then it happens, or today Texags or somebody who's on it, and they are absolutely on it, they report it. Well, now someone comes back to me, you guys got beat again.
Well, in some ways, it was kind of like the Scott and Cochran thing. Because, like, do I really think Scott Cochran's going to be the next strength coach? No. I didn't say it was going to be. But the source was really damn good. And I went, just in case.
Yeah, of course.
Hey. Because apparently we try to get credit now for mentioning names. So I'm just going to mention a bunch of names and I'll claim I had it later. So, like,
We mentioned Charlie Weiss Jr. at the very beginning as, hey, he might be somebody that they would talk to. It makes sense. There's
and it's
a connection
one of those
there.
Deals, too. It's why I hate hot boards. And you hate hot boards, too. Is it?
Well, we didn't do one.
There's like 10 names that just logically I can connect pieces. I have no reporting on that. I'm just using common sense.
Here's the deal. The knock on Lane Kiffin in the industry. I'm not saying this is true. I'm not saying it's false. I'm not a coach. I don't know. The knock on him in the industry is that he is probably not as connected as someone his age should be.
Sure.
That's the knock. I'm not saying it's legit. I'm not saying it's not. I don't know. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair.
So given that, if I were to do a hot board, the first thing I would do is, okay, anybody who's ever worked with Kiffin before, list them. That's what I would have done. I would have listed T. Martin. I would have listed Kendall Briles. I would have listed Charlie Weiss Jr. Those would be literally the first three names that would have come to my mind, just to cover those bases. Simple as that. And then now that we're talking about coverage, if we were clickbait, today Ole Miss will have a press conference. We'll get Jeff Lebby and five players.
Yeah, they gave us the five. Wouldn't really matter.
And I can't remember who they are.
Snoop.
Corral,
Jerry and Braylon, and somebody
else. Nick Broeker.
It is Nick Broeker, okay. Yes.
I would take those and make six stories of them. We won't make six stories of them. We'll make a fairly comprehensive notebook, and we'll have some sort of a thematic story. And depending on what Lebby says, there might be a separate Lebby story. And at this hour, the Baylor people are talking, so we're obviously not on it. But I will go back and I will listen to the Baylor defensive coordinator, and if he says something of interest, I will include
that. We'll go grab it.
But I'm not saying that one way's right or one way's wrong, but there's a different approach.
I mean, Nick Broeker, the interesting thing is, are you coming back or not? He's not going to answer that today.
No. And he's been asked that already.
Yeah.
And his answer was, I'll think about it after the bowl.
Jerrion avoided the same question.
Yeah. So we could ask
Snoop
it again.
Will avoid the question, yes. Even though I do think Snoop is coming back.
I do too. But I don't think Snoop would tell you that today. So the thing is, by the end of this, there's just not a lot of storylines. That's the reason that the people that will probably ask the most questions are the New Orleans media, who are writing stories because the teams are in their city to play in the game. And presumably their people aren't Ole Miss fans or aren't Baylor fans and maybe don't know all of the storylines. But on a site like this one, you pretty much know who Jerrion Ealy is. There's not a whole lot we can write about Jerrion Ealy that's new. And so we won't. If we were clickbait, we would, because I could generate some clicks. And some clicks are better than no clicks if you're clickbait.
Well, that's true.
Way it is.
They all count. Well, there'll be something for today. We'll write something. I don't know. I mean, Lebby's interesting. He'll talk.
Oh, Lebby's certainly interesting, potentially. Yeah. And potentially very interesting.
Yeah, I don't think he'll actually be.
No, I think Jeff will be very political today. Look, Jeff wants to be the head coach here in 2 years. Yeah. That's what Jeff wants to be. So let's just get past that. Jeff's being incredibly careful with how he
Jeff is exits. Annoying his own AD right now to coach in this game.
Yes. He's being very careful with how he exits, which is the right thing
Jeff
to do.
Jeff is very well liked in Oxford, very well liked with the Ole Miss administration.
Yes, that's the key thing. If in a scenario where Lane Kiffin were to land another job in a year or 2 years and leave – Jeff Lebby has
would like to be in the conversation
and has put himself where he would definitely be at the forefront of the conversation. So that's the reality. So I expect him to be very political candidate today in his press conference. I expect him to say nothing but glowing things.
Everything's good.
About Lane Kiffin, about Ole Miss, about his players.
Not to talk about Oklahoma if he can help it.
If he can help it. He'll say, my focus is on this game and on these kids. And
yeah, there's a time for that, but the time right now is to go out with two and the whole deal.
All
and,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost could write the quotes.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I've never spoken to Jeff Lebby. So I don't know exactly how he talks, but I can predict the themes and feel awfully good
about
it.
He has kind of like a short cadence a little bit. Like, he's kind of got a little, it's like rapid fire, a little short.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was great in the preseason when we got him.
You met him like at the golf course and stuff.
I've seen him.
Yeah, I've not.
Well, I mean, he talked to the media during camp. I guess I had that day because I wrote the Lebby story in camp when he was out there. Were you not at the press conference?
No.
In like August?
No, that was the day that I moved Caroline into her dorm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty good that day. He was really good.
Yeah.
Actually. All right. So more coming. Talk some basketball in a minute and some other things. First, about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. So you're getting local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704. Or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Yep. We are also brought to you by Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate. They're based out of Jackson. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes, retail, office, industrial, and land. They've got properties such as Paragon Center in Ridgeland, 150,000 square feet of Class A office space located on Highland Colony Parkway, minutes from the new Costco, walk-on sports bistro, I-55, and more. If you'd like to learn more about this great opportunity to house your professional office, please give Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell a call, 601-586-3220. We're brought to you by Blue Delta Jeans. You can go to Blue Delta Jeans, purchase a gift card. Blue Delta will help you record a personalized message, upload the video card for you. Valentine's Day is around the corner. We'll make a great Valentine's Day gift. Just go to BlueDeltaJeans.com to purchase or shoot the guys a DM on social media, and they'll get you taken care of. Speaking of Valentine's Day, if you're in the market for jewelry, highly recommend Lamon's Fine Jewelry in Oxford, 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving the Oxford area for almost 75 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. You can visit them at lamonsfinejewelry.com or call them at 662-234-2777. Brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer, 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or that area, call 662-429-4429 for the people at Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. The College Corner is your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area in Ridgeland. It's next to Fleet Feet in Flowood. It's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're tailgating in Oxford or homegating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day, the largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. We're taping a Mind on My Money later today. That's brought to you by Pinnacle. Regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan built just for you. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com. And don't forget, if you're planning vacations or whatnot, already starting to think about summer, that conversation occurred in our house a little bit last night with no conclusion whatsoever.
On vacation?
None at all. It's just it's impossible at this point in life. But if you wanted to do one and you want to make sure it's one that creates a lifetime of unique memories, get in touch with John. Just give him some parameters, give him a budget, let him give you some options, and know this, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast.
Podcast is brought to you by Nick's Tan and Associates. That's nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. Help you out on both sides of the real estate market here in Oxford and Lafayette County, the buy side, the sell side. Find your new home with Nick's Tan, Clay DeWeese, O'Keefe Graham. Their team of associates will help you out as you need it in a very competitive market as the year turns to 2022. So again, nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. Basketball last night, obviously Ole Miss in Florida was postponed. I've heard nothing about any makeup dates to this juncture. I have no idea what's going on there.
Haven't heard.
Yeah. Otherwise, a couple really good, well, you know, one competitive, one not competitive, but two ranked games in the SEC last night. The Auburn Tigers handed LSU their first loss of the season, winning at Auburn Arena 70-55, kind of blowing out the Tigers there. They were up at 11 at the break and then outscored them by 4 in the second half as well.
Auburn's really good.
Auburn 12-1, LSU 12-1.
Yeah, LSU's well, really good too. They'll be fine. I mean, anybody that's going, oh, that's it for them, nope, they'll be okay.
They're around.
But Auburn's legitimately really good.
And then elsewhere in the SEC in Tuscaloosa at Coleman Coliseum last night. So big night for the state of Alabama. Alabama beating Tennessee 73-68 last night.
Another two good teams.
The Tide now 10-3 on the season. They're going to that Memphis loss biting them a little bit right now. And then Tennessee 9-3 on the season. That was number 14 against number 19 last night in Tuscaloosa.
I'm going to be interested to see how long Alabama can hold off Blue Bloods for Nate Oates. He's going to be shortlist on blue blood jobs.
Yeah. He's one of those guys you feel like would be hell at some of those places.
Well, I think he's hell in Alabama. So, yeah.
Give him Kansas or Carolina or something along those.
I mean, he's legit. He's really good.
He's funny too. He's edgy in a way that doesn't. He's edgy in a way that doesn't piss you off too, like as much.
Well, you get Nate Oates and Bruce Pearl in that state.
Yeah,
I mean, like I talked to Ryan and them the next round. I'm like, you guys are just so lucky. I mean, it just
you get the football hysteria, then you get that.
Then you get funny basketball. Who are both good? I mean, they're both legitimately good teams.
Yeah, it's not Jeff Lebo and whoever is at Alabama that would suck.
No, I mean, both of those teams could make runs.
Kentucky 83-56 over a. Kind of a terrible Missouri team last night there in Lexington. Missouri had people out. Didn't they have like some dudes
I know
out?
Konzo was out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether players were out. Yeah. I don't know. Missouri's not good. And Kentucky's Kentucky.
83-56 there in Lexington last night. Kentucky 10-2. Started the year slow against a couple Blue Bloods. And
they're going to be fine.
They've run off some numbers now.
They have legit talent. They'll be perfectly
fine. They got
dudes. When you watch them play, they're starting to look like Kentucky.
And then I don't know the answer to this. Maybe Alan on the stream has an idea. Mississippi State beating Arkansas last night in Starkville, beating them pretty good, 81-68. They dominated the second half to win that game. The ESPN headline has Arkansas shorthanded, but I have no idea what that means. I don't know who was out or not out. So
I don't either, but I'll tell you this. Mississippi State's talented.
They've kind of gone on a little run here.
Their transfer guys are starting to mesh a little bit.
Yeah.
And they have real talent. The top of this league is really good.
Yeah, State 10-3 now. Arkansas 10-3 now. In that one, and then your RPI bomb of the year, the Georgia Bulldogs. We knew they were going to suck. They absolutely do suck. Mm-hmm. They are 5-8 in Athens last night, losing 77-60 to Gardner Webb. So that
I don't know that the fat lady's singing, but she's in the
Tom
back.
Crane.
She's in the back. You know, drinking some lemon water.
He hears her when he wakes up in the morning, just like getting a little practice.
She's working
in
her
the rehearsal.
She's doing her scales right now.
Yeah. Oh, Ray. Yeah, like it's coming.
Yeah.
And then in College Station last night, A&M 11-2. They've had a good non-con, if nothing else. They 85-59 over Central Arkansas last night.
Yeah, I've had some people who I haven't seen them play, but I talked to somebody who watches a lot of SEC basketball yesterday, and he said they're better than people thought they would be. We'll find out what that means, but they're not going to be the pushover that I think some people thought they
would
be.
I mean, I'm looking at their schedule here. Their losses, I mean, one loss, not bad at all. The other loss, kind of whatever. They lose to TCU 68-64. They lose to Wisconsin 69-58.
Those are not bad losses.
And then they've got a win over Notre Dame 73-67, and they have a win over Butler 57-50. It's a good non-con. Damn good non-con. It's
Buzz Williams, he's good.
Yeah, he doesn't suck.
And they've got a couple of good players on that team.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
the league is good.
Yeah, the league is good. Like I think it's becoming apparent that Arkansas is an average team.
Okay.
But average in that they'll probably be bubble-ish. Well, they got to put it together here pretty quick, or else they got some issues. they have been unable to replace some of what they lost. I mean, I know this is surprising, but you lose Moses Moody and you don't replace him with another Moses Moody and you feel it.
Kentucky plays High Point on Friday. That's the only game until Tuesday. But I tell you what, on Tuesday night, I've got circled. It should be pretty fun. The Wildcats are at Maravich on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, that will be fun.
Yeah.
Ole Miss goes to Tennessee, I think.
I don't know. Is that right?
I'm almost positive that's where they go next.
That is correct, yes. It's a 6 o'clock start.
Is that Tuesday or Wednesday?
It is on SEC Network on Wednesday.
Wednesday, good.
Yes. That is Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Alabama at Florida and State at Missouri.
Alabama at Florida.
That is correct.
That's a good game.
Yes, that is correct.
And State gets to start 2-0.
They do. The O'Connell Center is now the Exact Tech Arena at Stephen O'Connor Court. O'Connell Court.
So it's the O'Connell Center.
Well, it was.
I'm not calling it all that stuff. Of course, all SEC road media is now Zoom only. So you can go to an SEC road
game. But you still get no
but
extra.
You, even though
it's like football.
The people that you cover are inside the same building with you and have been.
Well, football did this.
Yes. You can't go talk to them because of COVID. So yes. No one's going to go. Because I went to that Arkansas game last year just to see Campbell, and I've told you the story. I get on the Zoom to talk to people that were just a few minutes ago, 100 feet from me. And the guys on the end of the Arkansas bench came out to get some shots up because they didn't play. And they turned the music on for them because a lot of times basketball players like to do shoot around with music.
Yeah,
and you couldn't hear. So I had to go back to the Airbnb to listen to the Zoom that I couldn't hear that I was on so that I could write. And I'm like, I'm never doing this again.
So it actually was a hindrance.
It was an impossibility. So I had to get out of Bud Walton, get back to my car, drive to where we were staying, get onto the recording that thankfully Ole Miss had put up on the FTP, listen to it, transcribe it, and write. So I was probably the last person who, quote, covered the game to get his or her story up. And technically, I was the only person on our beat who, quote, covered the game. I said, this is silly. And if we're going to do that with the tournament, there's really no reason to go to that either, although I don't know that this year there's going to be any justification to go to the tournament one way or the other.
Going to have to go on a run.
Well, I mean, the only way you would go would be if there was another story that was in the hopper, and I don't see it.
I think it's a holding pattern year for Ole Miss basketball.
I do too.
I guess he was asked yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, gave a comment. He said that he won't take too long after the season to decide whether what his future is going to hold. It won't be something where I drag it out for months and months, he said at the end of a lengthy answer about his future. All possibilities, return to the Packers, playing up another team, or retirement on the table. He's just answering what's thrown in front of him. So I'm not even necessarily saying that he has like this huge goal here during these press conferences. But I saw, I guess, Jason McIntyre yesterday mentioned this. It feels like he is, however, taking a lot of opportunities this season to keep his name at the forefront every time there's a press conference. Do you think that's actually like a systematic purpose of his?
What do you mean?
It seems like a lot of times guys will just kind of ramble through an answer and not really say anything. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's just being honest and he's actually giving good quotes and I'm making too much out of it and being that guy that's looking into something too much.
Yeah.
But because it's like a decision year, it almost feels like there's a little bit more to him of just almost kind of keeping his Q score up a little bit, just kind of staying
Look, he's evolved past the I'm just a football player, yeah. And he's been thoughtful about other issues that are affecting our day-to-day lives. He's also been playing some of the best football of his career. He strikes me as a guy who's, you know what, I'm done with the whole PC thing. I'm just going to be honest and answer questions. And I don't know. I mean, he's a great player.
What do you think he's going to do?
Like, I don't think he's about to retire, but maybe. I mean, if the Packers won the Super Bowl, it wouldn't shock me if he said, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to go do other things with my life. He strikes me as a guy that there's more to his life than football. He's very bright.
Sure.
He could get a TV job in an absolute instant if he wanted one. And he seems to like to do other things. Or he could say, hey, Green Bay, I don't think you appreciated me the way that I deserve to be appreciated, and I'm going to go play someplace different.
He's out.
And, I mean, there would be 15 to 20 NFL franchises that would call him immediately.
Be more than happy to make that.
Sure.
Yeah, make that run for a year or two.
Sure, of course. You know, the Peyton Manning in Denver, although the difference would be that, at least at this point, Aaron Rodgers is completely healthy, and Peyton wasn't by the end of his career with the neck issue that was, you know, a troublesome thing. I don't know. I like him. I think the guy is – I think he's refreshing. He's taken a beating up there from the Green Bay media, the Milwaukee media, the Wisconsin media. They don't like his stance on COVID-19. They're very frustrated with him. But he's resonating elsewhere. I mean, he's been a staple on Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the board. I don't listen to talk radio. I do not listen to sports talk radio ever. I don't have time. And when I do have time to listen to radio, it's not what I listen to. But obviously, McAfee's doing something well. He's at a time when everybody else is cutting people. McAfee's getting more money.
He got one of those Spotify deals like the other ones, right?
Yeah. Someone's asking about Ole Miss women's game versus South Carolina. Has it already been canceled?
Not that I've seen.
They were supposed to play Arkansas today, yeah. And that game has been postponed. I can look real quick. I don't know that.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Hang on, I'll find it.
It had got put on TV was the last thing I had heard.
I'm looking.
What are you looking at?
Women's basketball. To see if I can find out if anything's...
Yeah, it is postponed.
Okay.
Happened yesterday. Sorry, we were a little busy. I missed that.
Yeah, let's see. I'm pulling it up now. Ole Miss women's basketball.
Still Ole Miss's program that did it.
Due to a combination of a positive test, contact tracing, and subsequent quarantining of individuals within the Ole Miss women's basketball program, Sunday's Ole Miss at number one South Carolina game has been postponed. Consistent with the Southeastern Conference's COVID-19 management requirements.
I have not been up on reading a ton of COVID press releases, I'll admit. I do find that interesting. Typically, you don't get actually, even if it's one, a number of positive tests that keyed it. I thought that was interesting there. A positive test.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just interesting.
I don't get it. Yeah. So you have one positive test.
And
on a team,
because they're going to contact her. I mean, like,
but is the team totally vaccinated?
I have no clue. I got nothing.
The basketball team's totally vaccinated.
Are they?
The men's team. Yeah. I'm going to assume the women's team is. She's very active in social media and such about COVID and such.
Yeah.
I'm going to – I mean, I don't understand.
They've lost two games now because of one test.
So you have one person who's positive. I mean, I have questions, yeah. But you never – this is what frustrates me is no one will – this is not directed at Ole Miss or the SEC or anybody, but no one will ever answer, is anyone sick? Well, we have HIPAA. No, are they sick? Did they require hospitalization? Of the people who were contact traced, did any of them test positive? Are any of them symptomatic? Are any of them requiring hospitalization? I don't think those are unfair questions. But when you ask those questions of anybody, you get this, hey, man, this thing is harder, more complicated than you think it is. In what way? Tell me. Explain it to me like I mean, Michael Scott, explain it to me like I'm five. No one can. And in basketball, if we're going to do this, they're not going to get a season in. At some point, you've got to get past this. And there is almost a determination in that sport to no. We are going to take this really seriously. I don't understand it, honestly.
Yeah, no, Ole Miss is not hoping the South Carolina game is never made up so they won't get an automatic loss. That's an RPI number one road game. That's not hurting you in the slightest to lose that game.
Okay, so people criticize me for talking about COVID. COVID is literally the reason that the games aren't being played. They're not playing the game because someone decided they didn't want to play. I mean, Ole Miss is what, 12-1, 13-1?
12-1.
12-1.
We won 12 straight.
She's done everything that you can do from a program standpoint except for now go win in the league. And that's not a criticism, but here we go. This is her team that she started to build, and there's a knock on her that I think is frankly probably unfair that, oh, she can recruit, but she can't coach. Well, now there's an opportunity for her to prove those skeptics wrong.
Yeah. Go 10-6 in the league or whatever.
Go win in the league and you're in the tournament. But if you don't play the games, you still have that conversation. And the games aren't being played because of COVID.
And Ole Miss is the
COVID is a conversation. So when people go, I want my sports without COVID. Well, hey, man, me too. But you can't avoid the fact that COVID's a real topic. Look at the NFL right now. The NFL had to go change their policies because of COVID. Not because, hey, you know what, we really want to make sure that everybody. No, it's COVID. And so people, I'm tired of you talking about COVID. Well, I'm tired of talking about COVID too. And frankly, I think as a sports society, we could do a much better job of moving past COVID, except for the fact that maybe people just don't want to.
You know, when it's Ole Miss who said one test. And then it said a COVID issue inside the program, we'd have no, okay.
Yeah.
But literally the press release says a positive test, which felt a little pointed, frankly. That's why I said that. I thought that was interesting wording. That typically is not the way those are written.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was frustration in that is how I inferred it.
So, but that's where I would love, you know, to hear from someone that says, here's what's frustrating about this, is we have one positive player who is vaccinated. Or is not vaccinated? Are they vaccinated or are they not vaccinated?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you guys have made a big deal out of this whole vaccination thing. So are they vaccinated or not?
Mm-hmm.
And now people are making a big deal out of the boosted thing or not. So it's a fair question for me to go, is this player, I'm not asking for you to tell me her name, but is she vaccinated? Yes. Okay. Is she boosted? Yes. Then why are you testing her? Is she symptomatic?
Mm-hmm.
Because in basketball, yeah, if you contact trace in basketball, it's half the damn roster.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
It's a small court. People.
And a small roster, hence it didn't take very many to kill the game.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you know, but if we're going to do this where lots of games start getting canceled and postponed, well, the league's going to have a hard time making up all these games. Mm-hmm. And it is going to become a topic at the end of the season.
Yeah. Podcast brought to you in part by Johnston Hill Creamery, johnstonhillcreamery.com. They reopen January 4th, so get through the weekend next week. Your local cheese shop here in the Oxford area. They make all their cheese in-house using Brown Dairy Farm milk and plenty of other items as well. Some of my favorites, the spiced honey, the pepper jelly, and more. So, again, right off Molly Bar on White Oak Lane here in Oxford, reopening January 4th at johnstonhillcreamery.com.
We're also brought to you by OPA, Oxford's newest restaurant on the square. Delicious menu featuring gyros, wraps, kebabs, fresh redfish, lamb chops, more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, an amazing candlelit patio, all of that at 306 South Lamar, just south of the Square Courthouse. Also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. I put up a pretty small mailbag yesterday. But it's a mailbag nonetheless. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. She sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes, 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. Service specialist is recruiting both an executive director and a director of sales for a brand new independent living community in Oxford, seeking individuals with strong sales experience and or extensive managerial administration, operations, execution background. Senior living experience is preferred but not required. Those of you that want to move to Oxford and lead the opening of a major business development with a successful company, this is your opportunity. Excellent pay and benefits. Referral fees always given. Reach out to 662-832-5138 with interest. Brought to you by Alpha Specialties, located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl. It is your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. They've got Load Trail, Hallmark cargo trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers, concession trailers built just for you. They can repair all types of trailers, concession, horse, utility, enclosed, gooseneck, RV, and more. 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. If you're driving through Jackson on your way to New Orleans, stop at the Rogue. Maybe a great place to stop. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson. Check out their collegiate gear. Also check out all the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, Duckhead, and more. Or if you're not going through Jackson, you want to check it out anyway, go to therogue.com. And don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself. Every day, Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. Call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment, financing available at corinthdental.com. And don't forget, if you're in the Oxford area and your youngster wants to play soccer this spring, Sunday, January the 2nd, is the final day to register your child for next season. If your children participated in the fall, they can return for just $25. New participants are $50. Leagues are open for birth years 2018 to 2007. Go to oxfordparkcommission.com to register.
Let's see. Michigan potentially without their all Big Ten defensive back against Georgia. Harbaugh left open the possibility he could join the team prior to Friday's game, but said he's, quote, working through something right now during the news conference. We'll know more today whether or not he is able to play. Cade McNamara and Andrew Vistardis both declined comment about Hill's availability.
Okay.
So getting some last minute betting or something in, be aware. They're,
Oklahoma hold on a win last night?
They did win, yes. They did win the game last night. Yeah, I'm looking at that here. Today, pretty busy day. Yeah, yesterday, Oklahoma 47-32 over Oregon. And then in the Cheez-Its Bowl, Iowa State played like crap last
they
night.
They did.
20-13, Clemson winning that game last night. Brock Purdy was
weirdly
bad. Yeah. And the game ended on him getting the first down, fumbling the ball back behind the line to gain, recovering it, and falling on it to turn the ball over and end the game.
Mm.
It was a major dirt moment.
I watched into the fourth quarter, and then I had to take – well, Carson wanted to go play basketball with his buddies, and so I took him up to where he was going, and by the time I got back, the game was over, and I never even followed up.
Maryland kicked the hell out of Virginia Tech, 54-10.
I had that on when I was – upstairs working out, that was on one of the TVs. I saw every time I looked up, they had scored more points.
I mean, good God. Maryland was like very average, right?
Yeah, but I think you see that Virginia Tech is a program
in transition.
In a bit of a transition from being relevant to irrelevant. They're on their way.
Oh.
They're on their way to the irrelevancy.
They've been kind of irrelevant. We haven't really been talking
about
Virginia
Tech. They're on their way to full scale irrelevancy.
And as you said, the night before, the Gophers did win 18-6. Was that that final score? Today, a couple SEC teams in action. 11:30 this morning, North Carolina, Phil Longo, Shane Beamer, South Carolina. The winners are going to take a mayo bath when it's over. Beamer agreeing to do that yesterday.
That is going to happen.
Wait, my interpretation was.
How does the mayo? Is it just like fall out in one big gelatinous glob on top of you out of the?
Is it that, or is it in something and you have to get in?
Oh God.
I think you might have to like sink down in it.
Oh.
Do you think the egg and stuff starts to separate and emulsify as you
stop. You're killing me.
Would you rather it be really lumpy or get kind of thin?
Thin, I think.
Oh. Okay.
Mm.
And then 3 o'clock today, Josh Heupel and his Volunteers play Purdue. That is in the Music City Bowl. 3 o'clock start on that one. And then
that could be a good game.
Tonight, a game that has no appeal anymore because of opt-outs. Michigan State without Kenneth Walker, Pittsburgh without Kenny Pickett. That is at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN at the Peach Bowl. So,
yeah, no interest.
I mean, none.
Zero.
I mean, I can't even drum up, hey, I'll turn it on and see what happens. I'm much more likely to watch the late game than I am that game.
What's the late game?
Wisconsin-Arizona State.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fine. Contrast the styles a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of like Wisconsin. I don't know. There's something about Wisconsin that I kind of like. All right.
I like Wisconsin.
The jump around thing's neat. I'm good.
I've got respect for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is there an NFL game tonight?
I don't know. Is there?
I'm about to find out. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on in the NFL tonight.
I'm about to find out whether there's NFL tonight.
It doesn't appear so. My schedule up top only has Sunday games.
Yeah, all Sunday, January the 2nd.
Getting close to the playoffs in the NFL.
You got Atlanta at Buffalo, the Giants at the Bears, Kansas City at Cincinnati. That'd be a good game. Miami at Tennessee, Vegas at the Colts, the Jags at the Patriots, Bucks and Jets, Eagles and Washington football team, Rams at the Ravens. That's a good game. Denver at Chargers, Houston at the Niners, Arizona at Dallas. That's a good game.
It is.
Carolina at New Orleans, Detroit at Seattle, Minnesota at Green Bay, and then the Monday night game is Cleveland at Pittsburgh. So no Thursday night NFL game. I guess because they didn't want to go up against the Bowls.
Yeah, that's it.
What would the Bowl ratings have been? Do you know what the TV ratings for Bowls
are? Great.
Have been?
They're always great. People watch.
I know.
I mean, Andy Staples gets mad about this every year, and he's exactly right. Everybody goes, God, there's too many Bowls. They suck. And he goes, yeah, people are watching them. The only purpose is TV.
It's it.
And they watch.
Yeah.
Like, I forget the stupid bowl game, but on December 17th, there was some game, like the Camellia Bowl or some crap, and it, like, outranked every NBA game from the month. And it was, like, Middle Tennessee against Western Kentucky or something.
People watched Ball State and Georgia State on Christmas Day. But think about that for a minute.
What are they, like, pumped up about it? Like, hell, we get a game today.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, no, there's a game.
I mean, think about it. Ball State, nothing against them. They're great. And Georgia State.
If that game happens in September, because we get so much football and it's early in the year, we go, oh,
no,
whatever.
No one ever even flips to it.
But today it's like, oh, football.
Ball State and Georgia State playing in Montgomery, Alabama.
At the Crampton Bowl?
At Crampton Bowl.
Crampton Bowl, okay.
On Christmas Day. And I don't know what the ratings were. I bet they were good.
Oh, 100%.
I bet they were good.
Yeah, the ratings have been fantastic. They've been really good. Into the millions every game.
Yeah.
People are in. They like bowl games.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned like Pitt and Michigan State. Yeah, some of the star power's gone. People will still watch because it's football.
Yeah, Ginger makes a point. He goes, because we all know football will be gone soon and we want to hang on as long as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are only a finite number of games left, so we are watching our football.
Sure. And then people watch the NFL playoffs because the NFL playoffs are good. I mean, they just are.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
The best NFL teams against each other playing for keeps.
In a bracket, because we love our brackets.
I love, but don't you love brackets?
Everybody loves brackets. Anything, just give me a bracket.
I mean, when Carson plays in a soccer tournament and it's round robin, I have less interest than I do when he plays in a tournament with a bracket.
Even if you're guaranteed the same number of games.
Sure.
Like, if you fall down to the consolation, you still get your two and the whole
but
deal.
Even then, the kids, when they lose a game and they're in the consolation bracket, they don't play nearly as hard. It's human nature.
They're out of the bracket.
You're on the wrong part of the bracket. But if you start moving in that bracket.
Now we're energized.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Oh, I remember coaching or playing. I mean, yeah, you would get there and you'd walk up to the concession stand or wherever, and they'd have the bracket on the side of the building. You'd be like, oh, let's beat them. We go here. And, oh, hell, that's not good. We got to deal with them.
Sure.
Later. Like,
you want to move on in the bracket.
Yeah.
Even college baseball breaks out brackets. Everybody does brackets. People like brackets. It makes the game better. It makes the fan experience
better. College baseball
better.
Could really do brackets if they'd go to 3-2 out of 3 series.
I've been saying this for years.
They'd really get some brackets done then.
Of course. Because frankly, the whole, well, you lose and you move into the other part, I don't like that part.
Because the bracket's complicated. We want easy brackets.
2 out of 3.
College baseball brackets are complicated.
2 out of 3, you move to the next weekend.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3, move to the next weekend.
2 out of 3. You go to Omaha.
Yep.
And then you can play your tournament.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because, I mean, there's no way to. We don't need to lengthen that damn thing anymore.
No. But you could literally just add 1 week and get it done.
Ole Miss would have played whoever the 4 seed was. I don't even remember now. Who was it?
I don't know.
Who was it?
I have no clue.
Is it SEMO?
Sure.
Is that right?
Let's call it that.
But is that not right?
I don't know. And so SEMO gets to come.
They had a pitcher that everybody, because everybody always worries about the 4 seed pitcher every damn year. I feel like I write that story every June. Yeah, and then the next weekend, people would have come right on back when Southern Miss came in for a 2 out of 3 weekend. It'd have been crazy. You still got a little while before baseball gets here. We have time. It'll be all good. the storyline is not going to matter the entire season, but we got baseball. Yeah, SEMO. That's what I thought. It just took a minute. What?
I think I'm sending something to somebody.
Oh, okay. Anyway, okay.
Yeah. But people like bowl games.
They do. So that's your bowl games tonight. It's your bowl games tomorrow. Ole Miss playing January 1.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, everybody's a go. Everybody's available. All good.
I've heard nothing to the contrary. And, I mean, look, by this whole CDC thing, the 5 days are long gone. Yeah. Since
whichever Canadian player is fine and anyone who was associated at that at that point. So, anyway. All right. We will let you know what's going on with us as we move forward. RebelGrove.com have content again. Jeff Lebby, all the offensive players for Ole Miss, Baylor, defensive people. It'll be a party. Any rumors that we verify or news at RebelGrove.com as well. I'm sure something will fall out of the sky today, so we'll bring that to you. Also, be safe headed down for all those going today. And we'll talk to you again very soon.